Part 1. The Volcano. On the edge of a volcano, I have lived for many years. Now it seems the distant rumbles getting louder in my ears. I have tried to walk away from broken pieces of the past, but their edges tear my feet like broken glass. I have tried to push disturbing thoughts beyond the reach of man. I have tried to burn my bridges, but I've only burned my hand, pushing things under the carpet, hoping that they'll go away. But I know I'll lose my balance any day. Chapter 1. The Distant Rumble. The weight of this sad time we must obey. Speak what we feel, not what we ought to say. William Shakespeare, King Lear. It was a glorious summer morning in 1992. The sun was rising over the water, and the bees were beginning to hum. I went out into the yard to fill the bird feeder and stood for a moment in the stillness. I saw my neighbor sail off in his little crabbing boat, and I waved good morning. I wondered about his life. He was always alone, and every day he set out onto the water, the first to ripple the quiet. A solitary life. My little white dog barked at a visiting duck, but the duck seemed unimpressed. I drank in the sounds of the lapping water as it broke on the boat dock. I imagined for a moment that I was 10 years old again, home in Scotland, standing by the ocean, my place of peace. I turned my back on the water to prepare for the day ahead. I felt heavy inside, as if every bone in my body had turned to lead while I slept. After I showered, I took my coffee outside, and in the morning warmth, I prayed a now familiar prayer. God, please help me get through one more day. It was a lovely drive from my house to the television studios where I worked. I left early enough each morning to avoid the rush of traffic. As I drove through the main gates of the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, I thought again how strange it was to find myself in Virginia Beach as co-host of the 700 Club. I had moved to Los Angeles from England in 1986. I had been a contemporary Christian artist since my early 20s traveling around the world, but my new record company was based in L.A., and most of my current touring was in the United States, so it made sense to make this my home. I had fallen in love with this country instantly. I loved the hope that seemed to be part of the fabric of the people. In 1988, one of the guest coordinators at CBN saw me being interviewed on a morning show, a Canadian program called 100 Huntley Street, which broadcast extensively to certain markets across America. She taped the interview and showed it to Dr. Pat Robertson, the president of CBN, who was looking for someone to fill the position of co-host for their flagship show, The 700 Club. The network flew me in to meet with Pat and to audition for the position. I came armed with 3 Christian dresses from Laura Ashley. If you've ever been in one of her stores, you know what I mean. Flowers, flowers, and more flowers. I had worked for 3 years with the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC.